The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
Well, feels good to get that win. That was a big win for us because of just everything that was involved with that game. That's a good football team. I thought we played very well in all phases. Defensively, we've been playing well, and that trend continued. Offensively, we're making progress. We had some plays yesterday that were a good sign. I thought Kevin played well. And special teams continues to have an impact for us. So the challenge for us is to put this game behind us and keep moving forward. And I think that our focus is going to be on that, and I don't have any doubts that our guys will do that.
What do you stand injury-wise? What can you tell us about
this? Not much. I haven't really talked to them. Today's morning where they're getting checked. So I know we've got some guys banged up, but hopefully they'll see that they're seeing the doctors this morning, and whatever tests we got to get done, like MRIs or X-rays, we'll get done, and we'll know more as we get into the practice week.
Do you anticipate to get Wilson a heat practice week?
I hope so. I know that Todd was real close last week, and it was just more of a decision to let him rest that week with the idea of getting him back. And Adrian, same thing. I think if you look at what we were anticipating in that game, a lot of speed, a lot of space plays. Adrian was close, and he worked very hard, but we just didn't want to take a chance on having him lose extended time. So that was tough. That was a tough one for Adrian because he really wanted to play.
Ken, did you see the kind of passion and then speed from Darrell Washington going back to the draft? I know you guys translated that speed on the field, but can you just kind of talk about
that? Well, I mean, that's why we traded up for him. We had him targeted as a guy we really liked, and we made the move up in the draft to get him because we thought he was a good fit for our defense. The speed was something that was very apparent. He's done a good job. I tell you what, this signing him to an extension is looking better and better every week, huh?
What kind of potential does this defense have? I mean, obviously they're playing very well. I mean, do you see it having a lot more growth potential?
Potential doesn't mean anything unless you sustain it over a period of time. I'm not big on potential. I like the way our defense is playing. We've got things we've got to correct. We did some things yesterday that communication-wise we've got to improve on, but they're playing hard. They're believing in the scheme, and it's a great feeling to see our defense playing the way they are.
You talked about the offense, and I know defense will steal your headlines for a while, but if you get increments like you've seen, how happy are you going to be with this in 3 weeks with this offense?
Well, our offense is behind where our defense is. We've had a lot of change and turnover at that position. We're starting two new tackles. We're starting a new guard. We've got an influx of different players, and I think that we made some steps last couple of weeks. That was the number 4 ranked defense in the league. They'd shut everybody down, and we were at times able to move the ball on them very effectively. So we were much better on third down, and I know we gave up 3 sacks, but for the most part, our guys did a good job fighting in protection. So, we ran the ball better at the end of the game. Some of that was a function of having some injuries in the game that made it hard for us from a positional standpoint. But, we feel good about where the offense is progressing to, and we're excited about continuing to improve.
How well Kevin has played. Is there a decision to make at starter? Do you keep him there?
Until, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but until John's ready to play again, that's nothing really new there, nothing to talk about.
You think John's close?
Yeah, I do, but I've got to see him do it. I mean, he practiced in team at the end of the week last week, and, until I see him really have to step and drive and throw it and do that in practice with guys around him, it's you're not going to feel comfortable with him being ready to go. So, for what?
Once he's at that point where you got to make a decision, how tough is that going to be for you?
I guess when he gets to that point, we'll see.
Can you talk about what was an interesting, challenging preseason with Kevin? The disappointment of being number 2, getting a break to play, unfortunately off an injury. But is it a confidence thing? Because he seems so much more comfortable. Almost overnight from the confidence of that no huddle to win the Seattle game, and it just jumped up from there. Can you take us inside that?
Well, I think that You know, it was a competition, a long competition, and the one thing I'll say about Kevin is he handled it as a professional. I know he's disappointed because he put a lot of time in, but I think when you look at a pro and when you see, when we talk about what it takes to be a pro and having to be ready when it's your time, the good ones are the ones that take advantage of that. Kevin has done that. He's played very well, and there's no question, Jude, in response to your question, which I agree with, the Seattle game had a big impact on that. To be able to come in the fourth quarter, take the team down the field and score a touchdown, I think was really big for him from a confidence standpoint. I think we saw that in the Tennessee game when he ran the no huddle, but you know, he's done a good job of staying in the pocket and making some throws and running the conventional offense. So he's growing and playing well, and that's what you expect a pro to do. So I have a lot of respect for Kevin, the way he's handled himself and the way he's worked at it.
How did Hausler look getting more extended time?
He showed flashes of being able. He made some good plays in the pass game, did some nice things in other areas which you don't see, but he's got to continue to work on his blocking. I think that the speed of the game, live action, you know, that's something that he missed some time late in the preseason where he was making progress, and he's got to get adjusted to it again. But it's nice to see the young man improving. Ryan's emotional all the time. But that's good. He's a passionate young man. But you know what? I think the one thing we can't forget now, this is Ryan's third game. And I said this yesterday. He's really a rookie because he had two games of the preseason last year, and then he missed the whole time, and all he's had is this spring. And even then, he was rehabbing. So it wasn't like it was a full off season. So you're starting to see him grow up a little bit, make some runs for you. I think we can all see why we were so excited about Ryan being back with our team this year.
You have managed to maintain the same kind of demeanor after these games, the victories, even with struggling last year. Where does that come from that you're able to be that guy? Not like want to do it, I told you so, or be mad.
I do that. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? I think that we've got a great group of guys. We've got some very good coaches that are working their tails off. And we're really focused on trying to be a good football team. And I think, you know, where we were at 1-6, the way our guys hung together, everybody, it means a lot. So our focus is on continuing along that same path. I mean, I've been very fortunate to have been around some outstanding coaches, and I think I've learned from them as far as how they handle themselves. I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, whenever I feel like I need to, I always have that to draw on.
Any coach you've had that's been sort of the epitome of that, or someone you've worked with?
I'd like to think it's a combination of all of them. I mean, with Bill Cowher and Joe Gibbs as head coaches in the NFL, and Dan Henning, what he's done for me, and Bill Curry as my college coach. You know, I've been around a lot of good coaches. Been very lucky.
You said the challenge to put that game behind you. How difficult do you think that's going to be with all the talk, 3-0, fast start, first place, guys don't buy into that?
I think all we could do is look back to last year when we were 1-6, you know, and what we fought through to get there. And I don't sense that from our team at all. We were, you know, the feeling in the locker room yesterday was good. But it was something we talked about a couple weeks ago with the team. I said, look, 3 weeks from now when we've won these games, everything's going to change. I said, we got to keep our focus the same way it's been. And that's the message that we'll have today. But I think that that's the message that's already in there with the guys working out this morning. And, you know, that's an important part of a team.
How much more valuable has Andre Roberts become this year?
Well, I think we've been saying for over a year now how important Andre's been to us and how sometimes the ball just didn't come to him. It's good for him that he's getting some of that recognition now because he's worked very hard. He's worked very hard since he was a rookie to try to make an impact, and he's doing some really good things for us right now. Couldn't happen to a better young man.
It's hard to say anything good comes out of a six-game losing streak, but your guys and you have kind of alluded to that. Is that kind of a good reminder for these guys to serve a purpose now that, you know, you can win three in a row real quick, you know, and you can.
Well, it's a painful process. You know, I hate to say, I don't ever want to do that again as far as learning from something. But, you know, I think what our guys can draw from that is we're doing things the right way. And if you stay true to that course and you have the right kind of guys and the right coaches, you got a chance. And there's no question making some plays at the end of the games has helped fed into our confidence and our belief in what we're doing. And, you know, we've just got to continue on that. I don't think that by any stretch of the imagination do we think we have arrived. There's a lot of things that we've got to work on where we sit as a team right now. And the one thing I've said about this team consistently from last year to this year is they've been willing to work, and they've been willing to do what we've asked them to do. And we're starting to play a little better football. And that's something that's really exciting, not only for us, but for our fans. Well-deserved for our fans, too.
You address the young linebacking core, and they just seem to be playing with a comfort zone. The young guys, Acho, Washington, Schofield.
Is that young Paris Lennon involved with that, too? We got a good blend. Good blend of guys that have great leadership, that have great passion for the game, that work at it very hard. Just look at the steps O'Brien Schofield has taken from a young man with a knee that has worked hard to get into the lineup, that's made a big play for us yesterday on the sack and learning the defense, which was so critical to his development, to where Sam came in as a fourth-round draft pick and started for us and now is such an impactful player. And Darrell Washington obviously burst on the scene. But it's a good mix. And I think it starts with our guys up front. You know, you got some really good leaders there, and a guy like Darnell Dockett and the way Calais Campbell has played, and Dan Williams is playing well for us. And then, you know, our veteran leadership like Adrian and even Kerry Rhodes with the way he played yesterday. There's a good chemistry, a good mix with those guys. So the linebackers play a part of it. There's no question about it. But it's really how these guys communicate and work together. And when they go out there on the field and they work on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and how they talk and how they prepare, that's why we're having success on Sundays, because we're able to execute as a team. And it's not one guy. It's a bunch of guys.
They
were under a lot of criticism, and there was a lot of things that we didn't know about that line. And, you know, Bobby Massey has really improved his game and playing well for us. DeAnthony Batiste is a left tackle that we had no idea was going to be a left tackle coming in, has done a very good job. And the interior three have played well. Darren Lyle and Adam have really meshed well. They've worked very hard as far as understanding the looks and how they're going to communicate those and block them. They've done a good job in protection. We've got to still continue to work on the run game. You know, that's a little bit of a mix between our line and some of our footwork with our backs, but we're making progress with that. But, you know, they've kind of blocked everything out and just stayed focused on getting better. And, you know, it's good to see these young guys develop. It's good to see DeAnthony, who worked as hard as anybody in the offseason, get an opportunity and take advantage of that opportunity. That's what this is all about. You love to see that as a coach. And Russ has done a good job with those guys.
Coach, can you talk about, like, the signings that maybe may not get the headlines in the offseason, like a James Sanders or Quentin Groves, but now obviously they're paying dividends in 3 weeks?
Well, those two you mentioned certainly did. You know, big block punt, sacks by Quentin, and obviously James with the return yesterday. But Whenever you've got a team, the important thing is giving guys opportunities that are good players but are also good men that fit in with your team. And that's what you see with those two guys especially, those ones that you've named. Quentin has worked as hard as anybody. The guy you pull for to have success, it's great to see that. He's provided fabulous depth for us at that outside backer position, as well as a rush in and some of our sub packages. And James has been a very steadying, business-like worker that when you see how he works, young guys look at that and say, this is how you become a pro. This is what you do to be a pro in the NFL. You know, it's a good mix, and chemistry plays a big part of that. But when you have veterans that are unselfish, that work hard, that want to contribute, and then when their opportunity comes up, they have success, that's an important component to building a team.
The Wildcat with Patrick maybe didn't work yesterday for one play, but, you know, it's always going to be a threat. How fun is that to integrate between game to game?
Well, it's a lot of fun, except when they don't work, like yesterday. But, you know, it's just like anything. If you show it, they're going to have some type of answer for it, and now it's our turn. It's our turn to have another wrinkle to answer their answer, as would be a way to say it. So, and that's fun. Who, Pat? I don't know if he can throw. Maybe that's something that somebody will see down the road. Could Antrell Roll throw?
No, I mean, can he throw like Antrell?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Do you get guys coming up to you saying, hey, I can do this, I can do that?
Yes. Sure you do.
Who's the most unlikely guy you got there?
Well, those linemen. Obviously, the linemen, they think they can do something. But, you know, Rich told me, Ornberger told me he could play fullback. That didn't work out too well yesterday. So, no, I'm just kidding. That was a adjustment we tried to make during the game.